From NPR News, this is Day to Day in South Africa. A man who was being groomed to be the next president is now on trial for rape. Jacob Zuma was deputy president, and he once headed South Africa's National AIDS Council. He's accused of raping an AIDS activist last year. She is HIV positive. Craig Timberg is a reporter for The Washington Post, and he joins us from Johannesburg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Zuma reportedly shocked the courtroom recently when he said it was in his Zulu tradition to have this sexual encounter. Can you tell us what he said?
What he said was that in his tradition, which would have been the Zulu tradition, that once a woman is aroused, that it's improper to leave her unsatisfied, and that if he had, he would have been accused of rape, ironically enough. Appeals to tradition are very important and powerful to people, and the understanding of sexual relations is a deeply cultural thing, right? You know, our idea of what's appropriate and the idea of people around the world is really different. And so it's a wild card that I think we can't entirely peer into.
Now, he has also shocked the AIDS prevention community by saying that after having sex with her, he knew he couldn't get AIDS. And tell us about that.
What he said was that, you know, Jacob Zuma used to be the head of the National AIDS Council in South Africa, and what he testified was that because of that expertise he developed being head of the National AIDS Council, that he believed his chance of getting HIV through unprotected sex with an HIV-positive woman was relatively low. And he also said that he took a shower afterwards, and he believed that that further cut the chances that he would catch HIV from her.
And what's been the reaction to his testimony?
You know, the reaction to Zuma in general has been very politically polarized. I mean, there are those people, sort of rank and file party members, members of the big unions here, who believe that Jacob Zuma has been set up and who don't really believe a word that his accuser has said. But among the middle class and sort of the ruling class in South Africa, people were quite shocked both by his kind of portrayal of that evening and also by his what he said about AIDS. I mean, there's been quite a lot of effort put into giving proper prevention messages to people, and that certainly has included, you know, use condoms, don't have unprotected sex, you know, limit your number of sexual partners. All of those messages, you know, millions upon millions of dollars have been spent to try to get people to absorb them. And so for him to say, oh, I know better, I thought I wasn't going to catch it anyway, you know, that really undermined, you know, what every authority has been saying for years about this disease.
And when is this trial expected to conclude?
I think we're a week or so from when the defense will rest, and then both sides will get a chance to do closing arguments. And after that, it's being adjudicated by a single judge, who turns out to be a white guy who speaks Zulu. The judge will retire to his chambers and give the world a verdict, and we don't really know how long that process will take.
Craig Timberg is a reporter for The Washington Post, speaking to us from Johannesburg, South Africa, where he is covering the Jacob Zuma trial. Thank you.
My pleasure.